And just a listener content warning, some of the conversation over the next 5 minutes or so might be a bit sensitive if you do have little ears in the car this morning.
You would remember not that long, well, it doesn't feel that long ago, Hannah Clark and her three children were murdered by her estranged husband following a pattern of manipulation and abuse and coercive control. And since then, Anastasia Palaszczuk announced that by the end of 2023, coercive control should be a criminal offence. And to find out what that means and what steps are being taken to make that a thing, we do actually have Hannah Clark's parents, Sue and Lloyd Clark, joining us right now. How are you?
We're well, thank you.
Hi, Gabby. Yeah, well, thanks.
Guys, thank you for joining us 2 years on from the devastation of losing Hannah and those three beautiful grandkids of yours. A lot of people would just, you know, crawl under a rock and live the rest of their lives like that, but you guys have not. You've stepped up and you've created small steps for Hannah. First up, I think it's important that we actually clarify what coercive control is. This is what's going to be criminalized, and this is what your daughter was experiencing in the world of domestic violence, so sadly. But give us your definition. What is coercive control for people who don't know?
It's a pattern of controlling behaviors where there's uneven power in a relationship. The perpetrator controls the finances. Quite often they control what you wear, who you can talk to. In Hannah's case, she wasn't allowed to wear pink. That was for children.
Oh,
it would go through her phone to see who she'd communicated with that day. He would even ask the children, who did mummy speak to today? What did mummy do today? He started tracking her. He had hearing devices in the car, in their lounge room, quite a few places. It starts off as a gradual thing, little things where you can fob it off.
Mm.
Then it slowly gets more and more controlling.
So making this a criminal offence, is that going to be a really difficult task? Because a lot of the times these things are done in the privacy of their own homes. Like, to prove that it's happening, is that going to be difficult?
Yes, it will be, Gabby, because like, we didn't know what coercive control was.
Mm.
And that's half the reason we started Small Steps for Hannah. We wanted people to understand how controlling it is. Like, Hannah never thought she was in an abusive relationship because you never had any marks.
Mm.
You never hit her. But we knew he was mind games with her, but we didn't know it had this name.
It won't be easy to do because a lot of the time it will be he said, she said.
Mm.
But if women can try to write down, keep a secret diary, but the more evidence you can have will be the most helpful.
Mm. It's a huge step in the right direction, criminalising coercive control. If these laws were in place, you know, 2 years ago, 3-4 years ago, like when your daughter was going through this, is there a chance that Hannah and those three beautiful grandkids of yours would still be with us today?
I like to think so.
Yeah.
I think if it was a law, Hannah would have been aware of it a lot earlier, and hopefully she would have left sooner. Of course, it may have happened sooner then to them as well. But I like to think it certainly would have helped.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think they would have realised how much of a monster he was. So they could have, incarcerated him probably earlier and maybe,
And the thought of up to 14 years jail term, I hope, is a good deterrent.
Criminalising and jailing people who do use coercive control against their partners is so important, and to have that consequence there, as you said, is definitely a deterrent. But is the education around coercive control even more important? Because as you said, your daughter may not have even realised what was happening until it was too late.
Exactly. She felt domestic violence was physical.
Yeah.
So many people do.
That's exactly right. So we do need more education. I'd like to see more ads on TV. I'd like to see some TV shows take it up so teenagers can see it in a genre they're used to. Things like that, just to get the message out there.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, they're pumping a lot of money into it, the government, which is really great. So we just got to make sure the right people get hold of it to get out there and start educating and keep a check on it to make sure our younger generation coming through know what a healthy relationship is about.
Yeah.
Sue and Lloyd Clark, Queensland stands with you. Mm. I just think it's so incredible and it's testament to the kind of people you are. Stepping up after such tragedy to bring awareness to what's happened to your daughter and to try and prevent it from happening to another family.
Yeah.
I just think it's such a noble thing. And you guys are doing a fundraising gala July 16 this year. It's in Brisbane, trying to raise $100,000. Get tickets at Small Steps 4, the number 4, hannah.com.au. Sue and Lloyd Clark, thank you for the fight you're fighting and thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, guys.